That's right, they're saying you go to Lost Wages, not Las Vegas. That's the show Biz Kids by Steely Dan, and I'm Paul Douglas Boyer here on the Gambling Man episode of the Mad Money Machine, show number 19.
Hey, 19.
What are the gambling stocks? Is it worth gambling on the gambling stocks? What does Jimmy C have to say about it all? And is this the show where we give away them all? As John Denver would say, hey, it's good to be back home again. Especially when the Dow reaches a six-year high, a Rocky Mountain high. Got a whole lot of stuff to get to on this show. This is part two of the Ramblin' Gambling Man series. Gonna spin the guru roulette wheel, gonna give you some more tools, gonna get to your feedback, all that and much, much more on the Mad Money Machine! Hello and welcome to the Mad Money Machine. On each show, I'll review some of Jim Cramer's featured stock picks from CNBC's most watched show, Mad Money. And I'll have lots of other fun investment topics to talk about. I want to thank you for listening and subscribing to this show and website. As you can see from the homepage at madmoneymachine.com, we're rapidly approaching the 5,000 subscriber mark. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. Now I need every one of you to get two friends to subscribe. The Mad Money Machine doesn't provide any investment advice. It just tells you what other people have said. Do your own homework before spending any money. Let's get to some of your feedback now. I'll go to the Mad Money Machine email box at feedback@madmoneymachine.com. The first one says, dear consolation prize winner, notice of a consolation prize winning prize amount, 1.5 million euros. Okay, that's spam. Let's go to the next one. It says, dear valued PayPal member, our IP Sentinel has detected a strange IP illegal. That's spam. Let's see. Chase, your online credit card has a high-risk activity status. We'll contact you and remind you. No, that's spam. Let's see. Chase. Dear JP Morgan and Chase customer, due to suspicious activities. Oh, that's spam. Dear member, this is from eBay. Heart and Soul Auctions has informed us they have not yet received your payment for the following item. Harley Davidson Aftermarket Silver Face Gauge Kit. I don't even have a motorcycle. That's spam. Here's one from the online pharmacy. Here's one from Amit. It says, hello, Jim. Love your enthusiasm for big idea and big money. Since you're a person who constantly thinks outside the box, which has obviously made you successful, I would like to know your views on the coming baby boomers. The baby boomers got lot of $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$ demographic shift? If so, then I have an idea of future TV show that only a person of your qualification and enthusiasm can capture. I tried to market my idea, but so-called big educated people just can't and don't want to think outside of the box. What I have are domain names specifically related to the baby boomers. Number one, www.boomerbusiness.tv. And number two, www.babyboomerbusiness.tv. I do not need to say no, since there are tons of recent books and TV programs highlighting the coming spending impact of this generation. So, Jim, before I venture to market my idea to any other person, to big TV folks, I would be very interested in hearing from you. Looking forward to your reply ASAP. Sincerely, Amit. Amit, I'm not Jim Cramer. Change the channel. Let's see, this one's from Chris. Paul, I'm a new viewer of the Mad Money, and the last month, I have a question for you as someone who's experienced things with Kramer. Last couple of times I've watched the show, I would see what happens in the short term to a stock that Kramer highlights. So while watching the broadcast, as soon as a company is mentioned in the special mention, non-lightning round sections, I've submitted for a real-time quote to ECN to see if there's any impact in the after-hours tradings. What I've found is the stocks mentions have already moved by the time they show up on the air. With a small sample of 8 companies, I've found an average gain of 6% from the day's close to the current after-hours ask price. So what I'm curious about now is whether or not these stocks are made public before I see them. Do you know if the broadcast occurs any earlier in a different time zone or if the names get published someplace else ahead of the broadcast, i.e. Real Money site or radio program? By the way, I like your site a lot. Thanks, Chris. Chris, yeah, you know, I think what's happening is there's actually a sort of a teaser advertisement that CNBC is putting on before the broadcast, and it gives you, it says something like, Jim Cramer is going to be investing in French stocks, or he's going to be investing in fitness stocks, or find out about the amazing lottery. And I think people are speculating on what company he might be suggesting, and they actually buy it in the after hours when that commercial runs, even before the show. Or you might be watching it in Mountain Time at the, you might be watching the second airing, which is 9 o'clock Eastern. There's actually one at 6 o'clock Eastern, of course. This one from Dave L. He says, what show had the board games and what are they called? Oh, well, that was show number 6. And the board games, I never spelled it out on the show, but they're Ticket to Ride, Blockus, Settlers of Catan, and Carcassonne. And they're all fun. Dave L. also says, there's no way to search for stuff on the MadMoneyMachine.com website. You know what? I think I'm going to try to fix that. And Kemp writes, I suppose you know this already, but your site seems to be really slow tonight between 10:30 and 10:51 p.m. Well, you know what's happening there is as soon as I upload my show, everyone at the same time goes and tries to grab it at exactly the same time. And my particular web hosting provider has a limit of 2 megabits per second, I think it is, on downloads. Their actual bandwidth for a total month is quite generous, but it's the actual bandwidth, instantaneous bandwidth, which is sipping through a straw. So I think I'm going to move my show release time to a non-rush hour time to help avoid the traffic jams when a new show is released. Thank you all for sending in your feedback. I look forward to anybody's feedback. I thrive on your feedback. Please give generously. Now onto money thoughts. Sell in May and go away. Have you heard that saying? Well, what about short-term capital gains? Yeah, if you're in a taxable account, selling in May and going away might not prove to be all that lucrative because you have to pay all that extra capital gains tax on the short-term capital gains instead of the one-year minimum long-term capital gains. But if you're in a tax-deferred account like an IRA or 401k or something, then there's an article by Mark Holbert at MoneyWatch.com that talks about the sell in May and go away phenomenon. You'll want to look that up. He says you can actually switch out of stocks and into bonds during the summer months and make a couple of percent on average. Now, if you, but Cramer, on the other hand, says there's always a bull market somewhere. I promise to try and find it just for you. In show 18, the Ramblin' Man episode, I talked about how investing in stocks is different from gambling. If you didn't catch it, I think it's worth a listen. It's only 8 minutes long. This show is about how to invest in gambling. Well, first let me tell you a little bit about the trip. We took the family on a trip to Vegas and the erosion monuments last week. That was my first time in Vegas in 23 years, back when my good friend and I drove across country to California. Yeah, I stayed with my aunt and uncle in lovely Valencia, California for a couple of months that summer. I worked at Magic Mountain Amusement Park as a photographer in one of those old-time photo booths, you know. You get your picture taken in an old 1800s-style costume and then printed on a piece of metal. That was pretty fun times. Well, this past week, we stayed 3 nights at the MGM Grand, USA's largest hotel. Boy, was it a long walk to the room. By the last day, I think I figured out a path how to get out of the place. We saw Ka, the Cirque du Soleil show. Got the cheap seats, and I recommend that, if you can call them that, because they're all good. But do bring some opera glasses to get the occasional detail view. Oh, and buy the CD of Ka on eBay before you go, because it's $22 once you get there. Yeah, Vegas is expensive, but here's a plan for your Vegas trip next year. Take $10,000, invest it in the right stocks, make 30%, and take your gain to pay for a trip to Vegas next summer, 07. Phil Towns says to expect 15% of return. Jim Cramer got 24% for 25 years. Joel Greenblatt gets 40% per year for however long. Surely you can get 30%. Come on. So I'm reading this book called Trend Following, and I'll tell you a little bit about that some other time. But there's a chapter in it talked about this article from the Washington Post, a little over 4 years ago now, called The Compromise Effect and the New Thinking About Money is That Your Irrationality is Predictable. The article's pretty neat, neat reading. And I'll have a link to that on my website, madmanmachine.com. Let me just read you a little snippet from the article. Says there's an oft-cited experiment where they told one group of subjects to imagine they have arrived at the theater only to discover they have lost their ticket. Would you pay another $10 to buy another ticket, they asked. Well, a second group was asked to imagine that they were going to the theater but haven't bought a ticket in advance. Then when they arrive at the theater, they realize they have lost a $10 bill. Would they still buy a ticket? In both cases, the subjects were presented with essentially the same simple question, would you want to spend $10 to see the show? That's largely the way the cash-losing group thought of it, with 88% opting to buy the ticket. But the ticket losers, focusing on sunk cost, tended to frame the question in a different way. Am I willing to spend $20 to see a $10 play? And only 46% said yes. This focus on sunk costs and the aversion to losses play out every day in financial markets. There's been a number of studies that have shown that investors systematically make bad decisions because of their reluctance to sell stocks or bonds on which they have a loss. The article also mentions that one reason casinos use chips rather than money is that people tend to be looser with something that has the appearance of play money. Similarly, people seem to spend more on things overseas because it just seems less painful to part with those funny bills and coins than real American cash. Yeah, there's a lot of psychology that goes on in the market. I guess they call it behavioral finance. And boy, does the gambling industry love by behavioral finance. The book I'm reading called Trend Following has a chapter on human behavior, and it gives 8 of the worst traits to have if you are trying to be a trader. I'll give you 3 of them. First is lack of discipline. It takes an accumulation of knowledge and sharp focus to trade successfully. Many would rather listen to the advice of others than to take time to learn for themselves. Second bad trait is impatience. People have an insatiable need for action. It may be the adrenaline rush they're after. They're gambler's high. Trading is about patience and objective decision-making, not action addiction. And the third bad trait, no objectivity. We tend not to cut our losses fast enough. It goes against the grain. We get out of winners too soon. I think that's a lesson we could all learn. And speaking of lessons learned, a good way to learn some investing lessons is go out to the MadMoneyMachine.com Investment Guru Challenge. On MadMoneyMachine.com website, you'll see a link to the Investment Guru Challenge. Click on that. It'll take you out to simulator.zacks.com. And there you'll see MadMoneyMachine.com. It'll let you enter an account and give you $100,000 in play money that you can invest between now and the end of 2006. Whereas I once was in very last place, I'll have you know that I've come back and I'm very much alive in the competition. Thank you very much. And my portfolio is very volatile because I have put some money in some options in there. I've put some money in Akamai, which went down, and now it's kind of back up to where it was when I bought it. I bought some eBay ahead of the quarterly announcement, which was a bad thing. And I bought some Cameco and some PCU, Southern Copper Corporation. And those have done okay. Well, on Jim Cramer's radio show, Real Money, he mentioned a mutual fund called the Vice Fund, where you can invest in alcohol, tobacco, firearms, gambling, all at once through this special mutual fund. He had a special show last week called the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Show. It didn't really mention gambling on that show. So I went and looked up this Vice Fund, and it turns out there's actually another one that the guy has started now called the Gambling and Casino Fund. And it actually goes by the ticker symbol GACFX. Just came out earlier this month, I think. There was an article about it in the Wall Street Journal, too. It said, can't win a craps? How about gambling on how many people play craps? Now you can, thanks to a new mutual fund, the Gaming and Casino Fund, launched April 3rd. Yeah, it'll invest 80% of its assets in casinos and other companies that benefit from gaming or gambling-related activity. It talks about David Ahearns, who was the manager of the Vice Fund, which says he decided to set up a gambling-related fund after he learned many investors liked the industry but didn't want to bet on the other vices. Now, I looked in the details of this fund, and it only invests, apparently, in 8 stocks. Las Vegas Sands, Ameristar Casinos, Penn National, Milestone Treasury, Cryptologic, ShuffleMaster, Ubet.com, and Pinnacle Entertainment. The fund also has like a 1.7% expense ratio or something like that. So let's imagine you spent, you put $10,000 into this fund. That's going to be what? $170 every year. And it goes up from there. So if you've made 100% and you're up to $20,000, then it's going to be $340 that year for the expense ratio. I just wonder, if it's only 8 stocks, why don't you just buy those 8 stocks and be done with it? You know? And there's also a Dow Jones U.S. Gambling Index, and it's made up of 8 stocks, and they're largely different from the 8 that are in the Gambling and Casino Fund. The Dow Jones U.S. Gambling Index is made up of Aztar, G-Tech Holdings, Harrah's, International Game Technology, Mandalay Resort, MGM Mirage, Pinnacle, Station Casinos, and WMS Industries. You know, when I started looking into gambling stocks for this show, I had no idea how many gambling stocks there are out there. And coming up a little later, you'll see how you can find out how many there actually are. Well, Jim Cramer says that gaming stocks are in a major bull market mode right now. Well, there have been a number of gaming stocks that he has talked about on his show. Way back in January 20th, he said Scientific Games Corp, SGMS, buy it. Harrah's, H-E-T, sell it in February. STN, Station Casinos, the same day, said buy it. Next couple of days in February, Isle of Capri, I-S-L-E, sell it. IGT, International Game Technology, at the end of March, he said buy it. ShuffleMaster, SHFL, March 30th, he said buy it. Micon Gaming, PGIC, sell it. Multimedia Games, buy it. But then on February 14th, buy it. Went up 47%. March 22nd, sell it. Penn National Gaming, April 3rd, PENN, buy it. Trump Entertainment, April 4th, TRMP, buy it. And then just a couple weeks ago, he featured CryptoLogic as the maker of the software for online gaming, CRYP, and buy it. And then just today, he featured the maker of the lotto tickets and systems, the one I mentioned at the top back from January, SGMS, Scientific Games, buy it. He said SGMS is going to be added to the S&P Mid-Cap 400, and according to his studies, just about every stock that gets added to the Mid-Cap 400 keeps going up. So I saw an ad during the Mad Money TV show where they talked about how you can get on iTunes now and download videos of the lightning round segments from the Mad Money show. And they said, go on to iTunes and search for lightning round. Why wouldn't they tell you to search iTunes for Mad Money, I wonder? Let's play around a guru roulette. Hey, just a quick roulette story. When I was in Vegas last week, I walked through some roulette tables to see what it was all about, and I stopped at one. I watched a woman put a big stack of chips on the 00 number. The guys spun the wheel, rolled the marble, and boom! 00 came up. You should have seen that mound of chips that he shoveled over to her way. Now, there wasn't a whole lot of excitement and screaming and jumping for joy. She just, you know, took more chips off the top and put them on more numbers. Boy, I would have run to the cashier's window, I think. But anyway, Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble. Then for the selected guru, I'll give you a little background on their investment philosophy and pick a stock or investment that matches it. So here we go. And the winner this time on Mad Money Machine show number 19 is Andy Beyer. Well, in Jim Cramer's book, Real Money, Sane Investing in an Insane World, he has this to say. He said, I always recommended one textbook to those trying to figure out how to beat the stock market. And it's not a stock book at all. It's Picking Winners by Andy Beyer, the premier horse racing columnist. Because the two, horse racing betting and stock betting, are so alike, that the wagering rules he lays out apply to both. Beyer's main lessons, besides the need to be a good speculator, are vital for you to understand. Number one, if you learn from your mistakes, you will not repeat them. Number two, only go to tracks where there aren't a lot of good players so you can clean up. And number three, only bet on situations where you have total conviction. Leave the rest to others. You don't have to play. Then Jim goes on to talk about how to do your stock picking homework. And he said you should focus on less well-known situations, the markets with smaller, young growth companies. Betting on the favorite to win at the Kentucky Derby might ensure a victory, but at a price that doesn't make the reward worth the risk. Andy Beyer said in Picking Winners that out-of-the-way tracks generate outsized earnings because the line is often imperfect. And that's analogous to Wall Street, where the multiple, the P.E. ratio, can sometimes be set improperly for lesser-known, under-followed companies. Well, that's our winner, this time, on Mad Men Machine Show number 19, of Guru Roulette, Andy Beyer. And I'll tell you what. Let's play again. And the winner this time is Doyle Brunson. Doyle Texas Dolly Brunson. He was born on August 10th, 1933 in Longworth, Texas. And he's an American poker player who has played professionally for over 40 years. Wouldn't you get bored of poker at that point? Well, he's a former world champion of poker and the author of several poker books. He's the first player to earn $1 million in poker tournaments. And he has won 10 World Series of Poker bracelets throughout his career, tied with Johnny Chan for that record. He's also one of only four players to have won consecutive main events at the World Series of Poker in 1976 and 77. Doyle Brunson has the honor of having two Texas Hold'em hands named after him. One hand, a 10 and a 2 of any suit, bears his name because he won the No Limit Hold'em event at the World Series of Poker 2 years in a row with them, 76 and 77. In both cases, completing a full house. Can you believe that? Doyle has expressed his displeasure at being known for the hand because it is generally considered a weak starting hand in Texas Hold'em. In fact, in both 76 and 77, he was not the best starting hand at the table, requiring Brunson to come from behind in both cases. Another hand known as Doyle Brunson, especially in Texas, is the ace and queen of any suit because, as he says on page 519 of his Super Slash System book, he never plays this hand. Well, according to Wikipedia, Doyle had a little run-in with the SEC last December. They think he was up to no good with his unsolicited offer to buy WPT Enterprises, World Poker Tour. The stock rose sharply after his announcement. Then after he let the offer lapse, shares fell. Well, that's our second guru for show number 19, Texas Dolly, Doyle Brunson. Well, you know, I looked in the gambling industry sector list, and WPTE doesn't show up in that, and I'm not sure why. Scientific Games does, however. That's the stock that Jim featured just today. Remember back last March, at the end of March, I told you that when the Cramer portfolio was down to only 4.5% gain, that it would come back? Well, it has, with a vengeance. It's now up 14.6% as of Thursday, April 20th. But the Steady Eddie ETF portfolio is still up a great 11.9%. Not to brag, but remember Phil Towns said we need to get 15% per year? Well, we've got 12 and 14% in only 4 months. Should we cash it all in and sit on the sidelines, wait for a market correction to get back in? Well, that's called market timing, folks. And if you can do that, I'll add your name to the guru roulette wheel. Yeah, the problem with trying to do that is that we just make short-term capital gains, hit on taxable accounts, and probably miss one or more of the markets move up. And just when we're tired of watching everybody else keep making money, we get back in, and then the market would drop. And when do you buy it back after you've sold it anyway? The market can definitely fool you. It will do a head fake back up, then keep its steep descent downward. Well, and we did make some action. We did make some changes in the portfolio of the Cramer portfolio this past week. We sold Motorola because he was not excited about that anymore. And we bought Ciena, which he is very excited about. It's lost a couple of percent so far, but hopefully it'll go back up. The other stocks are all doing nicely. Go out to madmanmachine.com/portfolios and check them out. I realize I'm running a little long on this show. It's making up for last show, and we got a lot to talk about anyway. But let's look at tools in the crib. You want to do some really good sector research? You want to find out what all the gambling stocks are? Here's what you do. Go to bigcharts.marketwatch.com, or just type in bigcharts.com. It'll take you there. At the top, click on Industries. At the left, click on Consumer Services. Then in the middle, click on Gambling. Finally, at the bottom, click on Show All Stocks in This Industry. Boom! You've got 47 stocks in the gaming industry from American Wagering, BETM, all the way down to youbet.com, UBET. Here's something else cool. Go back to that previous page, the one before all the stocks in the industry, and at the top middle, click on Industry Analyzer. This gives you charts for all the companies in that industry. Pretty cool. Check it out. As with all the other tools I've given you so far, this one is free. Oh, and go out to madmanmachine.com and register for the bull. I'll announce the winner on an upcoming show. I promise I will. And the winner will have 10 days to respond. So keep checking out madmoneymachine.com website this week. I'm going to put up an analysis of some of the gambling stocks and maybe compare them to Rule 1 and see if there are any values left in the gambling sector. Also at the top right of the webpage, you'll see a tab for action items. Click that, and to be an active member of the Mad Money Machine, follow some of those actions that are listed in that page. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. This is Paul Douglas Boyer saying, it takes money to make money, and it takes, stock to make a mad money machine. You've been listening to Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine. Some music played on this program was made possible by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Mad Money Machine is not affiliated with Jim Cramer, CNBC, Real Money, TheStreet.com, or anyone else, really. I may have long or short positions on some or all of the investments discussed on this show. Although the information discussed on this program is believed to be reliable, neither I nor the sponsors of this program make any representations or warranties whatsoever as to its accuracy or completeness. Nor do we assess, verify, or guarantee the suitability or profitability of any particular investment, and you should not rely solely upon this program for purposes of transacting securities or other investments. Opinions expressed by me and any of my guests are current opinions only and subject to change without notice. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time for more of Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine.